Excuse me, sir? Excuse me? Hi. Yes, it's me, your stewardess. I know you just got settled into your seat for this flight, but, we've run into a bit of a problem. It seems that the airline has been overbooked by just one passenger, and we'll need to reaccommodate someone. Unfortunately, it's been decided that that someone is you. I'm extremely sorry. I know, this wasn't what you were expecting. I know this is literally the last leg of your flight, but these things happen, you know? My hands are tied here. Really. No. They are not gonna send some thugs to bend you over and tear you a new one. Not at all. I mean, do I look like a thug to you, sir? How am I supposed to kick your ass in this short little skirt? If we had a tussle, I'm sure you'd be the one bending me over. Look, sir. The airline is really looking to avoid any sort of incidents, and it's an absolute imperative that you come with me now. The company is trying its best to avoid any delays today, so we're willing to offer you some of our new and very special incentives. Yes. Are you potentially interested? I'm glad to hear, sir. Well, we would like to refund your ticket in full, along with a cash voucher of equal value. Of course, we'll also put you on a first-class seat on the next flight tomorrow morning. But tonight, you will be accommodated at one of our premium partner hotel suites, where I will personally take care of any of your needs that you might have this evening. Yes, sir, me. And I mean, any needs that might arise. Does this offer interest you, sir? Yes, I know. It is very, very tempting. We take our jobs very seriously here, and customers always come first. Well, it's getting late, so why don't you just grab your things and I'll show you to your suite? Gosh, did you see all those looks we were getting earlier? We look like quite the pair walking through the terminal. You saw those looks. The other passengers were so jealous. But they'd be even more jealous if they knew the things I'd let you do to me tonight. Okay, here's the suite. Well, let's just open the door and. Hey, wait! Why aren't you letting me in? I'm supposed to spend the night with you, providing comfort through this horrible, horrible ordeal. What? You don't want my services? I beg your pardon, sir, but I think you do. Don't think I haven't noticed how tense and stressed out you are. You are so, so tense. Are you having second thoughts? Why? Am I not attractive enough for you? No? Then what's the issue? Oh. You have an important meeting tomorrow. And you were gonna prep during the flight? Huh. So, that's what you were doing on your laptop. Well, perhaps I could help. Why don't you let me come in? And you could tell me all about it. You can always go over the proposal with me. Never hurts to have a second opinion, right? All right, come on, let's make ourselves comfortable. This bed looks comfy enough. Why don't we sit down here? So, what is this meeting about? Oh, wow. That's a lot. Well, it seems like you have a lot on your mind. But don't worry. You'll still make your meeting tomorrow. First flight out, remember? Yeah. So, let's not think too much about it. What's done is done. You're here tonight, and you might as well enjoy the company. Would you mind if I sit a little closer to you? Let me scooch over. I just want to put my hand on your thigh, okay? Look, all this stress about the meeting isn't going to help you think clearly. Strategizing for tomorrow's game plan is best done when you're a little bit more relaxed. And I want you to be more relaxed. It's probably been a while since you've had a good release, right? Well, you could either spend tonight all pent up and frustrated, unable to sleep, or you could let me help you relieve all that pressure, both body and mind. Then, when you go to the meeting tomorrow, you'll be clear and level-headed for your clients. It's that simple, really. What I'm going to do for you tonight is for your benefit. It's my job to comfort you. To comfort you with my body. It's professional. No strings attached. It's just a service I'm here to provide. I mean, do you get this bashful when the cute cashier wants to bag your items? Or when that hot bank teller takes your deposit? How is this any different? We don't even need a touch. I have condoms, and I could put one on you and just give you a nice, stress-relieving handjob. Nothing fancy. I'll just take a firm grip and jack you up and down until you blow that load. How does that sound, sir? Good. Alright, how about you unzip and pull down those pants while I look for one of those condoms? Should be in my purse somewhere here. Where is it? How are you doing with those pants? Oh my gosh. No, nothing's wrong. It's just, wow. Your cock is beautiful. It's perfect. My knees feel weak just looking at it. I could just worship it. Kneel in front of this magnificent cock and... Oh. Sorry, you've got me almost drooling here. Anyways, why don't you lay back on the bed and let me give you my complimentary handjob? Or shall I say, come a plenty handjob? Okay, relax. This is for you. Just let go and let me make you feel a little better. Oh, it's so hard. Your cock is so warm. Twitching in my hands. Oh, what? A condom? Right, I couldn't find one in my purse, so I guess we'll have to just do without, okay? Oh, it feels better without one anyways. And I promised, after, I'll clean you right up. I just really wanted to get my hands on your cock. Oh, fuck, sir. You're getting, even harder. You're so slick from just your pre-cum. I think I need to milk you with both my hands and your balls. Oh, you're so pent up. Your balls look so swollen. Like you could just take an empty bucket. Oh, and overflow it with just your cum. Oh, Do you like how this feels, sir? My nimble hands stroking your cock. You know, sir, I could be that bucket for you. I could be that bucket you empty yourself into. Oh, your personal cum bucket. Your own slutty cum bucket for you to dump all that juicy load into. Oh, God. I'm getting so worked up. Your cock, sir. May I? I just really want to taste that pre-cum. You taste good. I know we were just gonna stick to a hand job. I don't think I could help myself. I just really need to taste you. You don't want me to stop, do you? Are you gonna answer that, sir? You don't need to worry about little old me. Moaning to a minimum. Oh, your boss sounds pretty serious. Shh. Shh. Keep that moaning down. Otherwise, I'll wonder why you sound so out of breath. You wouldn't want to explain to him that his little fuck buddy is licking and kissing his employee's rock hard cock. And she's looking up at you with her pretty little eyes, begging to suck you dry. Oh, you could think of a way to. Fuck. That was a lot of cock down my throat. Warn a girl next time. That you're gonna do your best tomorrow. Tell them how you're gonna sign that client while you're face fucking me with your dirty cock. Tell them how much you deserve that promotion while you force feed this little pet your cock. That's right. You all done with that call? Good. Oh, are you tired of play? What do you desire, sir? To reaccommodate your cock in my pussy? Ah, that's a good one. Well, how about I pull aside these panties and you can mount me from behind, sir? Yeah, ass up in the air for you. And I'll grab this pillow to bite down on. Oh, I feel like I'm gonna need it. Oh, I'm so wet. I can feel it dripping down my thighs. Do you like the way I look? Face down, panties soaked, legs spread apart, exposing my soaked little pussy for you. Oh, for you to use. It's ready for you, sir. Take it. I've even got a little landing strip to guide you, right? In. Oh. Is just pushing into my slick little hole. Oh. Oh, it's huge. Oh, shit. Oh, fuck. Oh, feeling you stretch me. Oh. No, no. Please don't stop. Oh, no. Stop. I can take it. Oh. 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 That's it, sir. Oh. Take that frustration out on me. Oh, you can be as rough as you want. Oh, that's what I'm here for. That's what I'm. Ah, fuck, care for. I'll be your little slut. Submitting to you and your cock. Fuck me. Over and over and over. Take your frustrations. The airline is very apologetic for delaying your flight, and I'm here to make it up to you. So please use me. Feel me push back against you, because I want it. I want your cock. Punish my tight little pussy. so full with you inside me. Enjoying a ride, sir? Is there anything I could get for you? Another drink? Some peanuts? Oh gosh, oh gosh, oh gosh. Fuck! I just want to be a good flight attendant for you, sir. Like a girl. You could fill my pussy with your cum. Oh, I want it. Do it, come at me. I can feel your cock straining. Oh my gosh. You're gonna... Yes, do it, please. Sir, I want you. Never felt so much come inside me before. You think one of your little pilots stuck a landing? You look so much more relaxed now, sir. Why don't you lay back on the bed? On these big soft pillows. If you wake up in the middle of the night, I'll be right here, ready to suck and fuck you back.